It is time for us to bring in Mike Cozzi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, the story that you talked about yesterday morning has hit all the news now, national news, sports news, about what's going on out in at that racetrack.
Oh, yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a real big deal. Mm-hmm. And is it something you think that they'll be able to get to the bottom of, or do you think it might be one of those big question marks that hang out there?
Get to the bottom of as far as what?
Of how it's happening.
The track surface is messed up. There's no surprise about that. It's gotten a lot of rain. California doesn't get a lot of rain. They don't gear their track for it. And the track went bad. And they ducked it and thought they can fix the pothole with that. You know, it's like a pothole.
Yeah.
You know, you get the potholes that when it used to be fixed right, you bust out the pothole and fill it with hot tar and everything gets sealed up, and now they just throw a little asphalt on it.
Yeah.
Well, they needed to resurface the whole track, and they didn't want to do it because it takes time and money. And they tried to patch it, and it didn't patch, and more rain came, and more holes came, and bye-bye went the track. People don't know what goes into track maintenance. And when New York had the inner dirt track at Aqueduct, and when the Meadowlands used to have a real meet and they used to run until New Year's, there was two different types of surfaces. There's your regular summer surface, and then there's a surface that is supposed to withstand the winter and the weather. There's more things in it to hold the consistency of the track together. California has good weather all the time, so they don't winterize the track. And it's just something that happened. And if maybe Santa Anita canceled a few days in the interim to take care of their track, maybe it wouldn't have come to this. So it's the track maintenance fault, whoever that is. It's the track's fault, whoever runs it. And they tried to patch it instead of fixing it, and this is what happened. And now the racing in Santa Anita is gone till further notice, and it needs to be. And the trainers, especially the ones with better horses who are trying to get to the Kentucky Derby and horses that run every day to pay bills, they have to find another venue to stay in shape. They have to make a decision whether they're going to pull up tack from Santa Anita to go to another track for a period of time, because this is something that's probably going to take a couple weeks. And after a couple of weeks, after the track settles, who's going to be the guinea pigs to test the track? I mean, there's no other way to know if it's safe or not than put horses on it. But who wants to put a horse in jeopardy? That's going to be another thing. So it's a big, big story.
You think any of those horses will just come east?
Here's the thing with that. When you come east, it's different weather. It's a lot of other things. Maybe some might go to fairgrounds. Maybe some may go to Oaklawn Park, and maybe some may go into Florida somewhere. But here's the thing: those tracks are full of horses.
Yeah.
There's no barn availability. So where are they going to stay? It's a big mess. I'm thinking Del Mar is going to have to open up their barn and their track, but again, that's going to take a while to get it ready. And I don't mean for betting purposes. I mean just for some place for horses to go and train. Go north to Golden Gate's another option, but they have a poly track, and a lot of horsemen don't want to train their horses on poly track if they're going to run on dirt. So it would have been nice if you could just go to Hollywood Park and train there, but guess what? Hollywood Park's a football stadium now.
Yeah.
So California painted themselves into a corner. Now they got to deal with it.
All right. Another story that I wanted to hit on is this Stephen Wright story with the Red Sox, the knuckleballer. 80-game suspension for performance-enhancing drugs. He claims he did not do anything, but you know, you look at it, he had knee surgery, and the knee bothered him throughout the year. So, you know, it's got to be a thing like Andy Petty.
Here's my outlook on this. Marijuana's getting legalized. If you want to take steroids, go ahead and take them. Who cares? And it, like you said, in the case of Andy Pettit, where he's taken him to rejuvenate another injury to help speed up healing from another surgery or whatever it is, this guy's a knuckleball pitcher. Yeah. He's not taking steroids to build himself up. Yeah. Who cares? It either has to be everybody can do it or nobody can do it. And if you can't make a special situation for these guys, because then the other people are going to cry about it. So either baseball is going to legalize marijuana or it's not. So unfortunately for Wright, he was trying to do something to better his physicalness for the season, and he got caught. He has to pay the time. That's my opinion on it. If you do the crime, you pay the time, and until it's either abolished or enforced correctly, you have to do what you have to do.
All right.
But the thing with baseball, my opinion is, everybody needs to be tested, whether your name is Wright or your name is Harper. Everybody needs to be tested all the time, and whomever comes up dirty needs to pay the price. Not because they play for the Yankees or the Red Sox or what their name is. If you do it, you have to pay it.
All right. Any place else you want to go in sports?
Yeah, we'll stay with baseball.
Okay.
Panic City has hit the Yankees. The Yankees are saying, we're going to go to having an opener with an entourage of pitchers behind it. That's not going to work, folks. How could you disrupt an entire pitching staff because one guy goes down with the flu? I don't understand it. These people, their way of thinking is just so bizarre. It's unbelievable. You don't radically change everything because something happened. Severino's hurt. He's hurt. You go to Plan B. That's all. What's Plan B? Well, who's your best pitcher in the minor leagues now? Well, his objective was to make the major leagues. You're getting there ahead of schedule, kid. Take advantage of it. This could be your big break. Not let everybody pitch two innings and see who gets the next sore arm. It just is unbelievable to me. I don't understand it. And why do that? And it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It can work over a series where it's the end of the year and you're going to sit on a shelf for 6 months. It doesn't work when your season starts in March. Everybody's arm is going to be shot.
All right. And with that, Soriano says he'll be back in 2 weeks anyway.
Well, he don't know. He's not a doctor.
Yeah.
He knows how he feels. But let me tell you something. I know one friend of mine who says, I got a little pain in my shoulder, and this has nothing to do with sports. I got a little pain in my shoulder. It bothers me a little bit when I play golf, but it's all right, but I'm just going to go get it checked out. Guess what he had 2 weeks ago?
What?
Rotator cuff surgery.
What?
I mean, you can't go by how you feel. You got to go by what the pictures say. And if it's torn, it's torn. You got to get it fixed. And there's no such thing as a slight tear of the rotator cuff. It's torn or it isn't. It's not like being a little pregnant. You are or you're not. With a rotator cuff, if it's torn, you have to have it repaired.
All right. Now we'll talk some racing tomorrow.
Yeah, Santa Anita's out of the picture. Like I said earlier in the week, we had a lot going on. But we got Tampa and New York to talk about tomorrow for sure.
All right. I'll check with you mañana.
You got it, guys. Have a great day.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey with a check on sports here on Robin Hood Radio.